And I will say 2.5% within the private sector would be actually quite generous a lot of the time. And you and I have discussed this before too, when people get upset about the percentage raises. I said, I've talked to a lot of my friends in the private sector who they see a 2.5% and they go, "Oh, that's nice." Or they see a 4%, or like what we had to do a few years ago for cost of living because it went so and skyrocketed, and they go, "Oh my goodness, that's amazing." And I just think that sometimes we lose a little bit of perspective with it, because it is pretty solid to you can pretty well count in a government job on at least a 2% raise every year. And if inflation does not go bonkers, that's good. But unfortunately, inflation has gone bonkers. So in the last several years, we've had to change a lot of things. Turns out when the economy sucks, it sucks for all of us. Especially those of us at the near the bottom of the totem pole. Put $1 billion in the bank and almost didn't much about it. So what do we want to go for? Wait, this we can approve the contract, and we can or we can talk to Mike Galloway about it if there was a problem. I don't think the contract is the issue. I think the process is the issue right now. I don't think that working with the unions and all that is the problem. But I think that we need to figure out what we're going to do with if we know what we're going to do with elected officials, we then need to figure out what we're going to do with our non-elected employees. Then maybe that needs to be a different process, because if we're looking at comp board, we can very well see that we're doing just fine for our elected officials, including ourselves.
If you